You're listening to Above the Rim with DJ Slim on Panger Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Hope everyone's having a special day, a great day. I have two guest speakers today. From the basketball team, we got Josh Ramirez.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got Sandra Ikiora.
Hi, guys.
How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I'm doing great, actually.
It's a great day. Why is that?
It's because, you know, woke up and it's a great day.
Just woke up and is this a great day?
Yep.
Interesting. Is it a great day for you too, Josh?
It's been pretty good. Had a class today. Had practice, so it's going pretty swell.
You didn't have practice?
We did have practice, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So today we're going to get right to it and talk about the Warriors and the Spurs.
Man.
The recent game they just had, was that yesterday?
Last night?
Yeah. The Warriors defeated the Spurs. Let me get the stats right now. Defeated the Spurs 92-86 at the Spurs home. And they gave them the Spurs' first loss of the season at home.
Yeah,
the end
crazy.
Of the streak. What do you guys think about that?
They tied the record, so they have a chance to beat it within the next game. So it's crazy to see, history being done in front of our eyes. It's neat.
What do you think about that, Sandy?
Did the Spurs give the Warriors their first home loss too? Like when they played them?
No, that was the Timberwolves.
Was it the Celtics or something?
No. That was the Celtics and the Timberwolves. They gave those
Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah.
They gave the Warriors their first two losses at home.
I think the Spurs were, like, all around, like, a better team than the Warriors. Because I feel like nowadays in the NBA, like, nobody really plays defense anymore. They're all just doing it for entertainment reasons. Mm-hmm. Except for, like, the Spurs. Like, they're still, like, the old-fashioned, like, you need to, like, play defense, like, stop the ball in order to, like, win a game and not just try to outscore the other team without, like, the Warriors, like, focus on, like, more of, like, an offensive type of, like, game. Like, they don't really play D.
I don't think that's too much true, because I feel like the Warriors, first of all, have, like, probably the best defender in the league right now, which is
Draymond Green.
You can say it's Draymond or Kawhi, but those are probably the two best defenders in the league right now, and they got one of the best defenders on the team. So I wouldn't say that their like defense as a team is bad.
Well,
Draymond helps a lot.
They haven't held like even when bad teams play them, they're scoring like higher than they would against like other bad teams. Because I feel like they put Draymond Green on like their best player for like the opposing team, and they as a team their defense is not as good. They have one good defender, but as a team, they don't have, like, they don't go into a game like, oh, we're going to stop this team. It's just, like, we're going to outscore. That's it. Like, if you look at their stats, it's, like, oh, every game's, like, over 100. It's, like, is anybody playing defense?
Yeah, but I feel like Steph is a really underrated defender as well, because he averages, like, almost three steals a game. That's pretty hard to get three steals a game. So him doing that, you know, kind of shows that he can defend. People say that they try to hide them and put them on, like, their worst players just to hide them in the corner. But I think he does probably a good amount of defense, and just because he's undersized doesn't really, you know, matter for him. He still mm-hmm. averages those three steals. And
How tall is Steph?
He is 6'3", and he only weighs 190 pounds.
Dang.
Only 28 years old. Been in the league for 6 years.
He's doing it.
Wow.
That
6 years went by real fast. I actually remember when he first got drafted to the Warriors. He wasn't too bad, but I didn't think he was going to be, like, this good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think he was about to be this nice.
Yeah.
Like, wow. But
I like Steph Curry, like, as an all-around player, like, on and off the court. Like, I mean, I don't know him personally, but, like, his family lifestyle I really like.
You think he's a family man?
Definitely. I mean, I feel like he's one of, like, the few, like, definitely one of like the few, you know, NBA players who's like about their family type of guy, you know. Like that's rare nowadays in NBA.
Why? Because like he always be taking like having Riley with him while like at his press conferences.
Yeah, I love Riley. That's why. But I mean, that's not like the only reason. Like I like follow like his wife on Instagram. Like yeah. I don't really follow a lot of people, but you gotta like impress me for me to follow you. Like, cause I know they're not gonna follow me back. Well, maybe not yet, but because yeah. I like their family. Like it's low key goals.
It's cute. They always make yeah. those little videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem like a cute family.
And I think she's like a bomb person. Like she's pretty, and she's about like cooking and stuff. Like those memes about her, they're pretty funny. You've seen the memes? It's like you haven't seen them. No,
I haven't seen them.
It's like she's cooking, and then she's like, "I'm about to start cooking. I'm gonna take off my ring. This is something none of you hoes don't know about because you're not gonna get one." It's like really funny. They're like real funny.
Wow, you are hilarious, Andy.
Wow, but say
you're good. That's not a bad word. But yeah, it's like Steph is really having a career year. He's averaging 34 minutes a game. The most minutes he's averaging is in his whole career. Field goal percentage is 50%. That's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And steals gone up. His turnovers gone up a little bit too, but just by 0.2.
How many turnovers is he averaging?
3.3. But he averages 6.7 assists though.
Dang.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the highest.
6.7.
And he averages 30 points, 29.9. So that's basically 30. So I don't know. I don't know how
he's someone leading in the league. Score?
In yeah, the league? He's leading score in the league right now. I think it's him, then KD.
Yeah.
And then.
How do you feel about Steph Curry as opposed to, like, Klay Thompson? Like, in my opinion, I feel like Steph Curry is obviously the better player, you know? Like, I don't really like that they always put them in the same category.
I mean,
shooting-wise.
Yeah, shooting-wise, you have to put them in the same category. Because they're, like, the two best shooters in the league right now. Yeah.
Do you feel like Klay Thompson can carry a team, though?
I feel like he definitely can.
Well, what are his stats?
I don't know if he can carry a team, but
you don't know
I think he could be, like, yeah, he's, like, the second, I think he's one of the, he's my favorite player on the Warriors, to be honest. It goes him, Harrison Barnes, and then Steph.
Okay. I don't know.
Klay Thompson stats, he averages 22 points, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds.
How many turnovers? Not that that matters, but, you know.
It does matter. I feel like turnovers matter.
Turnovers. He averages 1.8.
He's just as good as a shooter at Steph is.
He's a
maybe a better spot up shooter, but yeah, Steph can
for sure
shoot better
catch and shoot
shooter. Off the dribble. But he can. I would put him in the same category as shooting.
Steph was for sure a way better shooter though.
He could just do more off the dribble, and that's what makes it look nicer.
Well, that's not it though. It's like
it's harder, but.
Like, spot-up shooting, like, I feel like Klay can only shoot when it's, like, wide open, like, as opposed to Steph. Like, Steph is more fundamentally, like, skilled than Klay.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Shooting-wise.
Shooting? Steph is definitely way better.
Yeah.
Comes in clutch. Like, I feel like if I was on their team, nobody runs back when Klay Thompson shoots it.
Yeah.
But when Steph shoots it, like, you just get back on defense, like...
Yeah.
Because it's, like, more confidence.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had a phone call from my grandmother. It says right here.
Oh, okay.
Grandma's house. Okay. Yeah. So
put her on the air.
Quiet. Put her on the air?
You should.
All right. Let me answer the phone right now. Let's see. Where is the ox at?
Is this your first call-in?
It is. Hold on, Grandma. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Grandma. How you doing?
Okay. Reverend.
Hey, Grandma.
Are you okay?
I'm good, Grandma. How you doing? You're on the radio right now.
Oh, eh?
You're talking on the radio right now.
Who?
Me and you.
Who is talking? Is it your mommy?
No, it's me and you. Oh, no, that was my friends.
Okay, that's me. Your grandma wanted to know how are you.
Oh, I'm doing good, Grandma. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You say you are fine?
Yeah, I'm good. You know I'm always good.
In your house or in the school or in the field?
Yeah, I'm fine everywhere.
Okay, I love you. Your grandma say hi.
I love you too, Grandma.
I love you too much, baby.
I love you too.
God will help you and protect you. Don't have bad friends, as I've been telling you.
I won't, Grandma.
No, please, don't smoke. Don't be drinking alcohol. Please, my son.
None of that.
You are my first grandbaby, you know.
I know.
Anything that happened to you is me, it will affect. Please.
All right, Grandma. I won't. I'll visit you soon.
Okay.
I promise this summer. I will.
Okay. Be a good boy, eh?
I will.
Your grandma loves you.
I love you too, Grandma. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That was so sweet.
That was so cute.
That was a real kind of real personal, but yeah.
She calls you like that often?
Yeah. every now and then. She lives all the way in Ohio, so I don't see her too often.
Yeah.
Last time I saw her, it was like ninth grade of high school.
Dang.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. 6 years. So I promise her I'm going to come see her this summer.
You booked your flight?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to tell my mom too.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was huge.
I feel so embarrassed right now. Like, no one's ever heard me talk to my grandma ever. So that I feel really embarrassed. But anyways, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio. You're listening to Above the Rim with DJ Slim at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Way. to blame.
I'm on my level, yeah, I'm on my level, yeah, I'm on my level, yeah.
think that, you know, maybe you might have something you want to say to them?
Of course. A big thank you to all my fans. I know it's been tough. It's been tough for me, but working hard.
And we are back here on Penguin Radio. This is your DJ, DJ Slim. You're listening to Above the Rim. Special guests, Josh and Sandy. How you guys doing?
I'm still good. Still good.
I'm cool.
I'm having a good time on this.
So. You're cool now, Sandy? You're not having a great day no more?
No, I mean, I'm just cool now, yeah.
Oh, you're just cool? It went down a little bit?
Yeah, because I'm here. That's why it went down.
Oh, because you're here on the radio? You're supposed to be having fun on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, while we're on break, Sandy, it was her idea. Me and Josh.
Not my idea. I don't like to talk about my basketball at all. I don't want to talk about my basketball at all. Don't tune my mic down because I can't hear myself anymore.
Like I said.
Hello. I can't hear me still.
Can you calm down? You're still on the air.
Thanks.
Calm down.
All right.
But she wanted me and Josh to critique
I do not want you to critique my game. I don't want to talk about basketball. I don't like to talk about basketball at all. So can you not do that?
Okay.
Thanks.
Let's critique your game, Riff.
Yeah, we're going to critique Riff's game.
Nah, if we're not critiquing Sandy's game, we're not critiquing no one's game.
All right.
So, let's critique your game, Josh.
Yeah, we can do Josh.
All right, what do you have to say?
I have to say that you don't have to work on anything about your game because you're the best player on the team and you have it all.
Wow.
That's all I have to say.
Gassing him up.
You're so kind.
I mean, it's just the truth. This is the GOAT right here.
It's
right,
just because you're my roommate. You gotta be nice to me.
Nah, it's just the GOAT. What do you think about his game, Sandy?
I think Josh is a good player. I think that he should dye his hair red.
Dye my
just
hair
to
red.
Fire him up on the court. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. What, Reverend?
Interesting.
I don't really like this attitude that you're giving me.
I don't really have an attitude, ma'am.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to do my radio show. And if you could just let me do that, thank you.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going to talk about something that was been on my mind. We're going to talk about how the Timberwolves beat the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I know we've been talking about the Warriors a lot, but this one has really been on my mind the most. I don't know how a non-playoff team comes and beat the Warriors at their place and gives them their second loss in a row. What do you guys think about that?
It's because the Timberwolves are nice.
But they're not even a playoff team. How are they nice?
They have individual talent. They're young as well. So it's not like.
So are you saying Kevin Garnett is young?
Kevin Garnett's not the. I don't think Kevin Garnett gets more than 5 to 10 shots a game. You know, they have Rubio, LaVine, Towns. This is projected, you know, they're a guy who they were going to build around. And he's held his own, and he's done a pretty good job so far, if not one of the best rookies in the league. So I feel like they have a lot of stuff to build around. They're kind of young, but they definitely have talent and individual stars.
Yeah, they are definitely underrated team for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely underrated. You didn't even mention Wiggins, did you?
Yeah, not even.
You didn't even mention Wiggins, man. Like, yeah, they just got too much talent on the team. Yeah. You know anything about the Timberwolves, Sandy?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Do you like them as a team?
Yeah, I actually do. They're just like Josh said. They're a cool team. Like, they have a lot of pieces to build around, a lot of individual talent. It's just, you know, they're just young. That's all it is.
What about the Celtics defeating the
Warriors?
Yeah.
I talked about that on my last show a little bit. That's why I didn't talk about it. But what I think happened there was the Celtics just really just locked up, to be honest. They really locked up that game. They were making Steph shoot some real tough shots. And they were also making shots when they needed to make shots. Like when they got stops or like when the Warriors would score right after them, they would always make sure they scored and didn't get a stop. So, and Isaiah Thomas is an underrated point guard in the league too. Even though he became an all-star, I can't really call him underrated anymore. I feel like he's still one of the most underrated guards in the league right now though, for sure. And that's why they won.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's a fearless point guard. So we can also talk about how Kobe, how many games does he have left before his career is over?
Is it a one or two? One or two?
Yeah, they didn't make playoffs, huh?
No.
Nah.
Didn't he have the worst season yet ever of Kobe's career?
Nah, I think career? I think of Kobe's career, yeah.
Probably. He's been scoring. He had like 35 against the Rockets.
He did? I haven't even been keeping up with him.
Dang. That's supposed to be your team.
Supposed to be your favorite player.
Yeah.
He is, and they are my favorite team, but I'm busy. I'm here in college. I'm trying to, you know, get my degree, you know, get these grades, and also perform on the court. You know, it's kind of hard, and get my rest.
Yeah, rest is important.
Rest is very important. I don't always have time to watch TV and, you know, keep up with the team. I'm trying to worry about myself. You feel me, Sandy?
Yep.
All right, cool. But I just can't believe, like, Kobe's career is coming to an end, you know? Only has one or two more games before he's, like, done with basketball.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. Like, I don't know what the league will be like without Kobe. It's just going to be basically Bron and KD and Steph.
And Steph, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
I feel like there's going to be some, like, incoming talent. Like, you know, it's going to be...
You think it's going to be, like, another, like, person like Kobe, maybe, come to the league? Yeah.
I know, like, the drafts are, like... When is the drafts?
Like, summertime around, I'm going to say July, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's for sure going to be some, you know, exciting talents.
This upcoming draft?
Yeah, possibly, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talent in the draft. You know, there's Ben Simmons, of course, everyone's favorite. They think he might be the next LeBron.
How do you feel about that? Do you think so? Like,
I feel like he can. He can be. He just has to develop a jump shot. That's really all he's missing. And I feel like he needs to get like a more scores mentality. Like, I don't know. It seems like he doesn't really care when he's out there. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Because this year at LSU, I mean, he'd even make the tournament, like, with his team, you know? He'd even take his team to the tournament, so.
Do you think, like...
How can you draft him to a low-seeded team and expect him to, like, you know, take over and be the man on an NBA team? And he can't even do it on a college team, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, when you put it that way, yeah, that makes sense.
But besides that, though, his team wasn't all that good. But he has talent, though, individually. But he can't even lead a team.
Do you think with other, like, talents in the NBA, he could possibly, like, lead the team to, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's only, what, 20 years old, 19, 20, super young. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of uprise. And so does Brandon Ingram from Duke. Him too. He also has a lot of uprise.
Are they like the top draft picks?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to be the top two. I want to say Simmons, Ingram, and what's the name from Kentucky? Forgot his name. Not Ulis, but the other freshman.
From Kentucky?
I'm tripping.
I don't know.
Buddy Hill's also going to be a lottery pick.
Yeah, he's nice.
Probably Denzel Valentine's going to be a lottery pick up there. There's going to be a few lottery picks this year. I feel like this draft's going to be really good, too.
I know, like, I think Jaylen's going into the
draft. Yeah, Jaylen Brown from Cal. I think Ivan Rabb's going, too.
Really? Is he going to go?
I'm not sure if he's going, but, like, I saw it on NBA, like,
Oh, he is
on the mock draft. Yeah, he's here right now.
On the mock draft, yeah.
Wow. I can't believe
he's going. Isn't Jaylen, like, third?
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
He's ninth.
Ninth?
Dang,
yeah.
He dropped. So who's like who's first three?
Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram, and Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield three.
And then Chris Dunn from Providence.
Oh yeah, the guard, right?
Yeah, he's lanky. He's nice.
He is nice.
And then Sabonis from Gonzaga.
Wow.
Bender from Croatia. International guy. And then Jamal Murray from Kentucky. I think that's what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then Ivan Rabb, Jaylen Brown.
Wow.
Murray from Washington.
Wow, Jaylen.
Wow, they think Ivan's going to be that nice?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Wayne Seldon is like 41th.
What?
41st. Whoa, 41st. Well,
it's because he's like a sophomore now, right?
41st. 41st.
He's like a sophomore now, right? That's why.
Who?
Seldon. He stayed at Kansas for two years. Oh, junior. Yeah, he stayed there for 3 years.
He might stay there another third year.
I mean, he might as well if he's going at the 41.
41st.
You got me saying it now, 41. 41st.
I think the...
who else is a big name? Stephen Zimmerman?
Oh, Stephen Zimmerman from UNLV?
Freshman.
From UNLV, right?
Yeah.
What?
He's 24th.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I
hooped against him in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, he was younger than me, but I've definitely heard of him.
Bishop Gorman.
Bishop
Gorman, Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, freshman.
All these people are really going to the league who I played against.
Ingram is, yeah. Ben Simmons and Ingram are both freshmen in their top two.
Yeah, because they just have so much like uprise because they're so young.
Yeah.
I think Ingram's like 19 or 18. I'm not even sure.
Yeah. Gary Payton from the second is 42nd.
Yeah, he's not even all that nice.
I think his game is pretty nice.
For the league?
Maybe for the league. He's old, a little small.
He's kind of old. He's like 22, I think.
He's a senior.
Yeah, he's a senior too.
6'2", 190. Perry Ellis is 54. Oh, that's down there. I would think he'd be a little bit higher.
Who?
Perry Ellis, after his 4 years.
Wow, Gary Payton II is 23. Yeah, he's super old.
He's 23 years old.
Yeah, 23 years old, I'm saying. Yeah. He's about to be a rookie in the league. Yeah, he's not going to do too much. I feel like he already hit his peak. But he's good, though. I still like him.
What about the guys that just got, into the NBA? How do you feel like they did? This season?
Yeah. Nah, I feel like they're doing real good. All the top draft picks, like
the
Towns, of course.
Anthony Davis, he did pretty well.
Wait, what?
Anthony Davis?
What are you grabbing that?
It just...
Nah, it's just making noise.
Yeah.
Oh, it is? My fault. Did you hear what I said, though?
I thought you meant, the most recent, draft.
Yeah.
He's from two drafts ago or something?
He's, from, four drafts ago.
No, he's not.
This is his fourth year in the league now. Fifth year, watch.
Anthony, the guy with the funny eyebrows. Yeah,
with the unibrow.
Anthony Davis?
Davis. This is his...
It's, his fourth year.
What?
He got drafted in 2012. 12. This is his fourth year.
Yeah.
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah. Who were the recent ones? Yeah, I'm tripping.
The recent ones are
Porzingis, Towns, D'Angelo Russell.
Winslow.
Andrew.
Devin Booker, who's been killing.
Wiggins was 2 years. It was last year.
Okafor.
Yeah, it was last year, right?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, yeah,
Julio. Yeah.
No, Wiggins was 2 years ago. I'm tripping. Yeah, time been flying. I don't know where you've been at.
Okafor. As you said, I've been tired. I've been... Basketball,
oh, really?
School. I can't keep up with those, you know?
You don't think it's other things?
I mean, what other things could it be? I mean, there could be other things that could be a reason why you're not caught up with your favorite player, your favorite team, but you're supposed to have a show about basketball.
Okay, don't.
About Kobe?
Don't come on my show doing that, or I really like.
We had a topic. I said topic.
We're you really talk like about what?
Nothing.
What's up, Josh?
We had a topic about what we're going to talk about.
What?
We had a topic about what we were going to talk about. Rev, that's what he told me. I had to be prepared.
Oh, well, for basketball, right?
Oh, for the show. We're going to talk about the draft and.
I'm just talking about other things.
In the Warrior game.
Interesting fact. Did you guys know Anthony Davis' middle name is Marshawn? Ooh.
How is that interesting?
Who would have thought his name would be Marshawn? Does he look like a Marshawn to you? Not really, right?
No. I know.
Exactly.
That's why it's interesting.
Exactly. Very interesting. Who would ever thought?
How do you guys feel about the whole Nick Young and... It's got to change the subject. Nick Young and Iggy Azalea stuff.
What, I haven't even been reading about like what actually happened. Like, is the marriage still on, or like what's going on?
Well, I just see another video right here that says he's cheating again.
Nick Young?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, but this one, it's a girl that made this video.
He was trying to get money. That's it.
He's trying to get money, or
no? People are.
I mean, but the action is wrong. Don't you think?
For the girl to do it, or for Nick Young?
Nick Young.
Oh yeah. But yeah. You said, well, like the action of the girl coming out. That's what I thought.
No.
What if she's lying though?
I mean, what could she be lying about? He's married or engaged, and he's on the bed with another.
Yeah, that's wrong. But if she's lying, just to get publicity. How do you, do you feel like that's wrong?
If the girl's lying for publicity?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily wrong in the sense that he put himself in that situation.
No.
And
what if he doesn't even know her, though?
Why is he in bed with her?
Oh, it's a video of her and him in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a video of her telling.
Oh, no. Like, he's, like, laying with her. It's like a Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then, like, the first video was him telling his teammate.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, whatever his
name
is.
And then this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think you got some.
Wow.
Some choices to do. You saw it?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Okay. So, it says Iggy Azalea issues a severe warning.
Iggy Azalea.
She issues a warning.
How you say it?
Azalea.
Iggy Azalea issues a severe warning to Nick Young. And then it says, Lakers guard Nick Young hasn't played a basketball game since March 8th. And head coach Byron Scott said last week that he likely won't play as, quote, he's not here with us mentally.
Quote. Wow.
And then it says, Young's rookie teammate D'Angelo Russell filmed a conversation in which Young appears to confess to cheating on his fiance, Iggy Azalea. Russell apologized and said he felt sick about the incident and was concerned that he put Young and Azalea's relationship in jeopardy.
Do you think, I've kind of heard somebody like say this, like, do you think he loves her, but he like, do you think you can love someone and still cheat on them? Like, do you love them? Like, do you think that's possible?
I mean, definitely. This can go both ways, just depending on who you're talking to. It can, because
to hear the both ways.
Okay, let me just give an example of one way. Like, you know, some people who cheat and say, "Yeah, I don't tell my girl because I love her, because you don't want to hurt her feelings," and that's true, right? Because you don't want to hurt her feelings. But I mean, sometimes things just happen, you know. Like,
but it's more than that, you know.
It is more than that. But I'm just giving an example. I'm not.
You're hurting her by not telling her because she looks stupid.
Yeah, but then I'm just saying it just depends who you're talking to. I'm not picking that side.
What's the other side?
The other side is if you love her, then yeah, of course don't cheat. That's just the other side. But the other side to that is what I just said. So, yeah, it just depends who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because some people have different views.
Yeah.
But did you guys hear the what Iggy like responded to on the radio? What she said?
No, what she said.
All right, check this out. Quote: I guess with me, the bigger thing is whatever quote bro code is, whatever unspoken code that is. I don't really care because I have an actual spoken commitment that you're going to get married to me, and that involves not doing any of those other things. Screw guy code. I'm not really concerned about guy code. How about what this person said in the video? That's what I care about, sitting at home. Obviously, I don't really care about D'Angelo Russell.
She's kind of weird.
She is weird.
Why do you guys think she's weird for that?
Not for that, but she's like a weird individual.
Yeah.
Have you heard her rap?
Yeah, she's cool.
She was upcoming, then she just dropped drastically.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, only her top song.
Well, she only had one song.
Yeah, that's the only song I ever.
No, she has two good songs.
Which ones? What are they?
How does it go? How does it go? I've got enough name to remember a lot of stuff.
It's just Fancy, exactly.
No, there's that's the only another song one
I know by that's her.
Only, if it's, you can only name one,
it goes like. She had a really, really good line on it. It was like.
Sing it.
I gotta find this. I'm gonna find it right now. I can't like remember the words. It's like,
how does the beat go?
I gotta type this in. I don't know why. I don't mess with her heavy. Like, I like Nicki Minaj, you know, and they kind of have like beef.
Who?
Nicki Minaj and Iggy.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I mean, they just don't mess with each other like that.
Well, I don't really like Iggy anyways. I think Nick Young should honestly just dump her.
Yeah.
No offense to Iggy.
Okay, that's messed up. Like, it's more than like.
I mean, said if no he's offense. Like just going out, I heard he does like party a good amount too.
He does. He's only 30 years old.
Yeah, and he's young. So
if only 30.
If he's engaged and still going out,
30 then is he what? Just
at 30, you should have yours. Like, know where you're headed in life.
I mean, he already has a son and stuff.
I mean, like, he still has, like, 6 more years. He could just play basketball, and then he could settle down, start getting, like, a different job, settle job.
I mean, once you're in the NBA, you're not going to need a job after that.
Yeah, well, it depends on how much money you blow.
Yeah, because, you know, the NBA players, most of them didn't finish college, and then, you know, some of them just blow their money that they get, so.
Which college did Nick Young go to?
Oh, he went to USC, man. How didn't you know that? Come on, man.
Not too big of a,
I remember what song it is. It's called
I'm
Work.
I'm not too big of a Nick Young fan.
You're not.
He's cool. I like him when he's part of the Clippers.
Yeah.
And then he was cool with the Warriors, Washington, too.
Nick Young was on the Warriors? No, he wasn't.
No,
he was on the Wizards.
I said Wizards, Washington.
Like you said the Warriors.
I did say Warriors, but I corrected myself.
Yeah, but he should just get rid of her because I don't know. Like, they just don't seem like a good match to me. They don't seem like they're like right for each other.
And I mean, I like he can do better. It's always like more than that. Like,
it is, but I can just see like, yeah, like if they get married, they're for sure gonna like divorce. They're not gonna last long. I can see that for sure.
Okay, actually, I found the song I was talking about. It's called "Work" by Iggy Azalea. It was like the first song I heard by her, and I was like, oh, she's actually cool. She had like a cool line in there, like it caught my attention. It was kind of good. It goes, "Valley girls giving blowjobs for Louis Vuittons. What you call that? Head over heels." Like, that's really like, that's a solid line.
Who said this?
Iggy. Like in her song.
Yeah.
Like that's.
I see the kind of music you listen to.
Why
would you? I'm just.
I don't think that's a great line.
I mean, I just think, like, you know, people like observe her as dumb and all this and that, but that line, it's like, it's intelligently written. Like, you have to know what she's talking about to like understand it.
So that's your favorite rapper?
No, it's not my favorite rapper. I don't like her like that. I just said that. It took me a minute to remember what song it was. I had to look it up. Okay. I said I like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that's your favorite rapper?
She's up there, you know?
I see you. Because Meek is my favorite rapper, so I see you.
Oh, my God. I guess.
Okay, I'll take it back.
No, I'm just. Oh, what was I saying? No, I think that like, there's a possibility they could have been together for like a publicity stunt, and then down the line it got different. Like he actually like started really feeling her. Like I don't know if he fell in love with her, because I don't think you could be in love with somebody and mess with other people. Like you're not in love with that person. Like you don't care about their feelings. Like it's more than that. Like you're not about them. Like you don't care. Like, oh, this is gonna hurt them. Like if I do this, like you really have to. It has to like come down to like, you know, like, okay, like I'm about this person. Like I don't want to do this because I know they're gonna feel this way about it, because it's like affecting us. Like it's not just about, you know.
Yeah, but then again, this is also D'Angelo Russell's fault, because
he did leak that video. D'Angelo Russell.
No. You still have to blame D'Angelo Russell. That's childish right there. You know what I'm saying? That's middle school stuff you do. You don't do that when you're a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it was like D'Angelo Russell who started the problem, but the problem is Nick Young cheating.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
But of course, he started the problem. But the problem is Nick Young cheating.
But Nick Young's been accused of cheating, though.
Yeah, and he's a party. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, but for... I feel Nick Young on this. I'm going to still go... I'm still on Nick Young's side. I am.
You're on Nick Young's side.
Okay, okay, look. I'm not fully on Nick Young's side, but I'm saying... That's none of D'Angelo Russell's business, and like that's none of his business to tell the other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear it, you just keep that to yourself. So, okay, yeah, that's cool. You just keep that to yourself. You don't tell nobody else. That stays in the room. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to record it and then send it to your friends. And then, you know, and then this happens. You know what I'm saying? And then it turns into just now Nick Young is not even playing. He hasn't played for over a month now, all because of this incident.
This video is low-key, like, late, though. It's been out. He's been a cheater.
It's not just not getting attention.
Yes, it is.
This video got attention in a couple of days after it happened.
No, like, it's been old. I seen this video like maybe a month, and then it got popular. Like,
yeah, I've seen like a month or like a month ago too. But besides that, that's not the point. Like I said. D'Angelo Russell should have just kept his mouth shut. None of this would happen.
That's not... Okay, you're saying that, like, I understand the bro code. You don't go tell somebody else, like, what you guys talk about. Yeah, that's that. But Nick Young is a cheater. He's been a cheater. Iggy is dumb. What she should have done was left him. Let me not say what I was going to say.
Exactly.
She should have left him. Just, you know, you just got to, you know, let them, like, dang it. It's really hard not to curse on here. You just have to let him go. Nick Young, he's been cheating. He's still cheating on her. He don't really care about the video. He's just scared about how he looks. He looks like a cheater. He's still cheating. He's always going to be a cheater. She needs to let him go. What D'Angelo did, yeah, he broke the bro code, but he didn't, like, do it intentionally. He just proved that this guy is a cheater. You're supporting a cheater. You know he's a cheater. He said he's a cheater. He's been cheating on her. You're just mad that D'Angelo proved it.
You didn't hear what I was saying. I didn't hear
you say you don't kind of support him, but you full on support him.
I said, I don't support Nick Young for cheating on this girl. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. But, I mean, he did it, you know. That's him. He did it. It's his business.
Yeah.
It's his business. That has nothing to do with D'Angelo Russell. That's all I'm saying.
But she's supporting him. Of
course, you're supposed to be loyal, but hey, that's his business. There's no one else's business to tell. You know what I'm saying? So if you're asking and you're just curious, yeah, just keep this between us. Don't say nothing.
If you were Iggy, what would you do?
If I'm Iggy, of course, like, yeah, we're done. Yeah. If you cheat on me, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
So why is it okay when guys cheat, but it's not okay when girls cheat?
I didn't say it's okay. I'm saying of course, yeah. If someone who I'm about to get married to like cheats on me, of course, yeah. No, we're done. Sure. Yeah, of course. I'm not marrying someone who just about to cheat on me, especially like after we say we're about to get married. No,
yeah,
we're done. So like I said, I'm not supporting Nick Young all the way, but that's his business, is what I'm saying. I'm not supporting him, but that's his business. So, no one needed to know about that. He could have kept that to himself. This would have been all good. Iggy would have never knew. But, you know, that's his business. And That's nowhere for D'Angelo Russell to tell
Iggy his business. Should cheat too. That's what she should do.
If she this probably does, she should cheat or leave.
Yeah, cheat or leave. That relationship was just messed up. Like, yeah. At this point, they shouldn't even just be together. Like, it's not even a relationship anymore. Relationship's been two people, not two plus like 13 others or whatever he's doing.
But you can't blame him. Nick Young's a handsome person.
What can't you blame? No.
You can't, I mean, like, girls just be throwing themselves.
It's called self-control.
It is called self-control. But, I mean, when you're just as handsome as he is, you know, like, I feel him because I look just like him. You feel me? Like, we have the same haircut.
Shut
like,
up.
I feel him. It's just tough like goodness. That, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
It's just hard to, like, restrain yourself.
This
like,
is the part you were really were referring to, like, why you really supporting him, huh?
Why?
Because you feel him. Like, you just said you feel him. Like, yeah, you understand where he's coming from.
Like, you know.
That's what
like,
you do.
He's just like me. He tatted like me. He got the haircut like me.
He's a cheater like you, huh?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I didn't say you did.
Okay. Anyways. No, it's actually anyway. I actually learned this in class on Wednesday. Stu said it's anyway, not anyways.
All
right. We can look it up right now. Anyways is not a word.
Anyway.
There you go. You just learned something new, didn't you?
If you say so.
Okay, I'm going to prove you wrong right now.
I just said.
Anyways, let's look it up.
You know what? I don't really care.
You don't really care? You don't want to learn anything new?
Not from you, I don't.
Not from me?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I have a higher GPA than you?
You know, you keep saying this. Now let's talk about, you're not, oof, don't get me hot on your radio show, Reverend. Because I will get on your stuff. Let me not curse.
Get on my stuff, please.
Get on my you're stuff. Not that smart.
I'm not, but I have a higher GPA than me.
What do you tell me? Have a higher GPA than me?
What's your GPA?
Book smart? Oh, Reverend. What's your Reverend. GPA? You really.
What's your GPA?
I have a 3.56. What do you have?
No, that's not your GPA.
What was your GPA last semester?
Your cumulative.
What was your GPA last semester? What was your
answer
GPA?
Answer the question. What was your GPA your first semester or your freshman year? Don't go there. You don't want to go down there.
You don't want to go down there. Stop speaking of GPAs, okay? We both GPA, have over 3.0. Like, no, what are you trying to
I have above prove? A 3.0. You have
I have above a 3.0.
No, you don't have above a 3.0. Yours is just a 3.0.
No. What do you please tell us what you have, a 3.1?
3.3. Thank you very much.
I'm clapping for you, Reverend.
Okay, can you not do that? I have a 3.3. What do you have?
Over 3.0, so that's all you need to know.
You barely have a 3.0.
Don't tell me what I have,
anywho,
Reverend.
I'm smarter than you. End of discussion.
You're not smarter than me, Rev. I have more intelligent conversations than you do. All you talk about is rap, cheaters, trap music. Let me just stop.
What do you think about the Kehlani?
I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to bring that up.
So
she never cheated on Kyrie.
Is that a for sure fact?
He said it. He said they were not together at the time, but everybody got on Kehlani's head. She didn't.
Just like y'all would have got on our heads.
That's funny because Nick Young cheats. Nobody gets on his head. They get on D'Angelo Russell's head.
Yeah, because it's bro code. Bro code is always number
what
one.
What are
you
getting
don't tell
on Kehlani's
no
head
business.
For? Okay, so should you get on Party Next Door's head for getting in their business, in their relationship, and posting a picture?
Who?
Party?
I asked who when you said Party. Who is Party?
Party Next Door. He posted a picture that blew the internet up. He said, the R&B musician always comes back, and that's what blew the whole thing up, because yeah. Everyone's like, Kehlani cheated. So why don't you get on Party Next Door for being trifling and posting a picture? Is that not breaking the guy code or something like that? Is that not? There's no code for that?
Nah, is there any code for that, Josh? What? I mean, they don't know each other, so how was he supposed to know they were together?
Everybody knew they were together. The whole internet blew up. Kehlani attempted suicide.
Yeah.
And they were still going in on her until Kyrie, even why Chris Brown's cheating. Why would she
commit suicide if
she attempted suicide? Because people were portraying her as a cheater and saying all these things about her that she never did. She has a song saying he loves me because I'm loyal, and everybody went in on her for that. Like, they were saying you're not loyal, and nobody knew what she was. Nobody got her perspective. She never cheated. She was not with Kyrie anymore. Party Next, that was her first love. That was the first person she did anything with. That's the first person she was with. And of course, they're always going to have like some type of special like thing, you know. She went back to him after they broke up. So it's like, okay, why is everybody getting on Kehlani? And then a couple days later,
because she's fake, because she cheated. Just like how Nick Young cheated. So, hey, it happens. It's life.
Kehlani did not cheat. Did you not just hear me say that?
Are you 100% sure about that? Do you know Kehlani? Can you call her right now? Call her right now.
Bring her up like grandma. And
put her on the radio.
I will read this tweet straight from Kyrie's Twitter. Kyrie himself posted this. He said, Kehlani never cheated. We were not together at the time. This is from Kyrie's verified account. So, what's, like, yes, I have a solid source.
Well, that's not solid enough. My show is coming to a close. This was a great show, great conversation we're having. Sorry, it's coming to an end.
Hope you heard it.
Is this your last show?
I don't even remember, but this is Penguin Radio. You're listening to Above the Rim with DJ Slim. Have a nice day.